Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Let us pray before we study.
在我们开始研究之前，我们祷告。
我们的天父上帝，我们愿意很尊敬地到你的面前来，我们今天求主的灵到我们的心内做我们的教员，也求主与每一位听众同在，你知道他们心中所有的疑问，求主替他们解答，也求主帮助他们呼求你的时候可以答应他们的祷告。愿天父上帝在我们研究这一次的课文与我们同在，我们这样祈求都是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Lesson 65，
第六十五课。
Lesson 65，
第六十五课。
Turn in book 2 to lesson 65, the subject signs in the heavens。
这是第二册课本六十五课，题目是天上的预兆。
We have all seen road signs.
我们都见过路标。
Some of them are caution signs.
其中有一些是警告的标志。
Warning of sharp turns ahead.
警告我们说前面有急弯。
Or detours,
或者是变道。
Or road under repair,
或者是道路正在修理中。
Another kind of sign is the direction sign.
还有一种路标，就是指示的路标。
It points toward our destination.
它指出我们所要去的目的地。
And gives the distance yet to be covered.
也告诉我们需要经过的路程。
Nearly 20 centuries ago,
又在两千年以前，
the disciples asked Jesus,
门徒问耶稣说，
What shall be the sign of thy coming?
你降临有什么预兆呢？
And of the end of the world,
你降临和世界末了有什么预兆呢？
In reply, Jesus pointed out many signs.
耶稣在回答中就指出了很多的预兆，或者说是路标。
They are recorded in Matthew 24,
是记载在马太第二十四章，
Luke 21,
路加二十一章，
and Mark 13,
马可十三章。
They can be divided into two groups,
共可以分成两类。
Signs in the heavens,
一类是天上的预兆。
And signs on earth.
跟地上的预兆。
In this lesson, we deal with the former.
在今天我们所要研究的是前头的那一种。
In Matthew 24, we read.
在马太二十四章有这样的话。
Immediately after the tribulation of those days.
那些日子灾难一过去。
Shall the sun be darkened.
日头就变黑了。
And the moon shall not give her light.
月亮也不放光。
And the stars shall fall from heaven.
众星要从天上坠落。
And the powers of the heavens shall be shaken.
天势都要震动。
Verse 29,
这是第二十九节。
Luke calls these events signs.
路加称这些事情为异兆。
Notice Luke 21:25.
请注意路加二十一章二十五节。
And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars.
他说日月星辰要显出异兆。
Have such signs come to pass?
这些个兆头已经发生了没有呢？
Let us search the pages of history for the answer.
让我们在历史上 历史的记载里头找一找答案。
There is a day in American history known as the Dark Day.
在美国的历史里头有一天被称为黑暗日。
It was May 19, 1780.
那是在1780年5月19号。
President Dwight of Yale College,
那就是耶鲁学院这个校长戴德。
In his historical collections, writes,
在他的历史论文里头这样写着这样的话。
This day.Was a remarkable dark day.
这一天是一个异常黑暗的日子。
Candles were lighted in many houses.
在很多的屋子里头都点上了蜡烛。
The birds were silent and disappeared.
飞鸟都安静也不见了。
The fowls retired to rest.
那些个家禽也都回到他们的巢里头去了。
It was the general opinion.That the day of judgment was at hand.
一般人的意见都说是审判的日子近。
According to Webster's Unabridged Dictionary,
根据韦氏大词典
edition of 1883,
就是1883年所出的那版
page 1604,
第1604面
we read,
里头这样说
In some places, persons could not see to read common print in the open air for several hours together.
他说在有些个地方人们在户外都没有办法念这普通的印刷品约有好几小时。
Cattle sought the barnyard.
就是那些个家畜都回到他们的厩里头去了。
The obscuration began about 10 o'clock in the morning.
黑暗是从上午的十点钟开始
and continued until the middle of the next night
一直到第二天的午夜为止
Herschel the great astronomer says
一位大天文学家郝世球他这样说
The dark day in northern America
他说在北美洲的那个黑暗日
was one of those wonderful phenomena of nature
就是一种大自然界的奇异的现象
which will always be read with interest
他说后人要是念到关于这件事情的记载一定会感觉到很有兴趣
but which philosophy is at a loss to explain
但是哲学却无法加以解释
with regard to the night
论到那天晚上
we have this testimony from R.M. Devins
我们可以从戴文士
We have this testimony
可以写作这样的见证
In our first century
就是他所做的那本书我们的第一世纪
Page 94
第94面
The darkness of the following evening
他说那天晚上的那天夜里头的黑暗
Was probably as dense as deep and denseas ever had been observed since the Almighty first gave birth to light
可是那天晚上的黑暗那种深沉跟浓厚啊，可以说全能者首次创造光以来所从来没有过的
in every luminous body in the universe
可是宇宙所有的发光体
had been shroudedIn impenetrable shades
他说都被隐藏在一种不可穿透的阴影之中
Or struck out of existence
或者简直就不再存在了
The darkness could not have been more complete
即使那样那种黑暗也不能够超过不会比这个更厉害
A sheet of white paper
要是一张白纸
Held within a few inches of the eyes
放在眼前都只不过几寸
was equally invisible as the blackest velvet
也跟最黑的天鹅绒一样是看不见
These sentences are a little bit difficult perhaps we should explain them a little more simply
这些个句子比较难一点也许我们要稍微加以解释
It speaks here page 94 the darkness of the following evening
在第94页提到那天晚上那种黑暗
It says probably there had never been such a dark night since God the Creator first created light.
他说是可能自从上帝创造光以来从来没有过这样厉害的黑暗。
It says if every body, luminous body or body with light in the universe had been shrouded or had been covered over.
他如果这个宇宙所有的发光体都被遮盖起来
or if every body of light had been struck out of existence,
或者是所有的发光体都不存在了
the darkness could not have been more complete or it could not have been more dark than it was.
那么那种黑暗呢也不会比这个更加厉害 it
says that a white sheet of paper was equally as invisible as black cloth or black velvet.
他说是在那个时候一张白纸放在眼前和 天鹅绒一样的是看不见
The unusual darkness of the sun
太阳那种不寻常的黑暗
was not caused by an eclipse
并不是由日食所造成的
since the moon had been fully full only the night before
因为前一天的晚上还是满月
Note also the time when Jesus said this should be
我们请注意耶稣所说这件事情所要发生的时候
He had first prophesied of the terrible persecution of God's children
他是先论到这个上帝的百姓所要受到的可怕的逼迫
inflicted to be inflicted by the Church of Rome upon the reformers
这就是罗马教对那些个改革宗教的人所有的那种逼迫
It says, immediately after the tribulation of those days,
他也说那些日子的灾难一过去
or immediately after the period of history known as the Dark Ages,
或者是这个在历史里头的黑暗时代刚一过去
the sun was to be darkened,
日头就要变黑
the persecution of the Dark Ages came to an end near the end of the 18th century.
黑暗时代的逼迫大约是在18世纪末期的时候结束
Regarding the falling of the stars
关于天上的众星坠落的情形
We find such a phenomenon happening on November 13, 1833
我们知道这样的现象是发生在1833年11月13日
It is described by the celebrated astronomerand meteorologist Professor Olmsted of Yale College
一位很有名望的天文学家跟气象学家耶鲁大学的欧士德教授他这样描写
Those who were so fortunate as to witness the exhibition of shooting stars on the morning of November 13, 1833
看见流星的奇景的人真是幸运
Probably saw the greatest display of celestial fireworks that has ever been since the creation of the world
他们也许是看见了创世以来穹苍之间最伟大的烟火至少也可以说是有史以来是最伟大的一次
Or at least within the annals covered by the pages of history
至少可以说是有史以来是最伟大的一次
We have this eyewitness account from the book My Bondage and My Freedom
在这个俗伯与自由这一本书里头也有一段亲眼目睹的记录
Written by Frederick Douglass
这是杜勒斯所写的一本
Page 186
这是186面
I witnessed this gorgeous spectacle.
他说我亲眼看见那华丽的景象
And was struck with awe.
惊讶不已
The air seemed filled with bright descending messengers from the sky.
他说天空里头似乎是充满了从天而降的光明使者
It was about daybreak.When I saw this sublime scene,
当我看见那庄严美景的时候，已经近天亮。
It was not without the suggestion at that moment that it might be the harbinger of the coming of the Son of Man.
在那个时候不能说他不是暗示说乃是人子降临的一个前驱。
I had read that the stars shall fall from heaven.
我曾经读到关于星辰会从天上对坠落的话。
And they were now falling.
现在他们正是从天而降。
Some may wonder why these signs were not universal.
有些人也许会想，这些预兆为什么不是全球性的呢？
Only those who had access to Bible prophecies would have understood the meaning.
只有那些个接近圣经预言的人才能够了解这个意义。
At that date, the Bible had not been translated into the languages of many countries.
在那个时候，圣经还没有翻译成很多国家的语言。
Think of it, dear student.
亲爱的同学，请想一想。
God placed these signs in the heavens.
上帝把这些预兆安置在天空。
Over 100 years ago.
在100年以前了，100多年以前了。
To warn you and me.
就是要来警告你我。
That we are beginning the last chapter of world history.
告诉我们说，我们已经处在世界历史末了这一页开始的时候了。
We are living in the last days.
我们正是生活在末后的日子中。
The days just before Christ's return.
也就是在基督降临的前夕。
Lesson 65, the vocabulary words.
第65课我们的生字
1. Detours
变道
Detours 2. Obscuration
黑暗
Obscuration 3. Luminous
发光的
Luminous 4. Shrouded
遮盖
Shrouded. 5. Impenetrable.
不能透过的。
Impenetrable. 6. Velvet.
天鹅绒。
Velvet. 7. Annals.
记录。
Annals. 8. Spectacle.
景象。
Spectacle.9. Harbinger.
前驱
Harbinger. Let us read the lesson over together in English.
我们用英文把这一课再念一遍。
Lesson 65.
第65课。
Signs in the heavens. We have all seen road signs. Some of them are caution signs.Warning of sharp turns ahead, or detours, or road under repair. Another kind of sign is the direction sign. It points toward our destination and gives the distance yet to be covered. Nearly 20 centuries ago, the disciples asked Jesus,What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? In reply, Jesus pointed out many signs. They are recorded in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13. They can be divided into two groups, signs in the heavens and signs on earth. In this lesson, we deal with the former.In Matthew 24 we read, Immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Matthew 24:29. Luke calls these events signs. Notice Luke 21:25.And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars. Have such signs come to pass? Let us search the pages of history for the answer. there is a day in American history known as the Dark Day. It was May 19, 1780. President Dwight of Yale College, in his historical collections, writes, "This day was a remarkable dark day. Candles were lighted in many houses. The birds were silent and disappeared. The fowls retired to rest. It was the general opinion that the day of judgment was at hand." According to Webster's Unabridged Dictionary, edition of 1883, page 1604, we read, "In some places, persons could not see to read common print in the open air for several hours together. Cattle sought the barnyard. The obscuration began about 10 o'clock in the morning and continued until the middle of the next night. Herschel, the great astronomer, says, the dark day in Northern America was one of those wonderful phenomena of nature which will always be read with interest, but which philosophy is at a loss to explain. With regard to the night, we have this testimony from R. M. Devons in Our First Century, page 94. The darkness of the following evening was probably as deep and dense as ever had been observed since the Almighty first gave birth to light. If every luminous body in the universe had been shrouded in impenetrable shades, or struck out of existence, the darkness could not have been more complete. A sheet of white paper, held within a few inches of the eyes, was equally invisible as the blackest velvet." The unusual darkness of the sun was not caused by an eclipse, since the moon had been full only the night before. Note also the time when Jesus said this should be. He had first prophesied of the terrible persecution of God's children to be inflicted by the Church of Rome upon the reformers. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun was to be darkened. The persecution of the Dark Ages came to an end near the end of the 18th century. Regarding the falling of the stars, we find such a phenomenon happening on November 13, 1833. It is described by the celebrated astronomer and meteorologist, Professor Olmsted of Yale College. Those who are so fortunate as to witness the exhibition of shooting stars on the morning of November 1833 probably saw the greatest display of celestial fireworks that has ever been since creation of the world, or at least within the annals covered by the pages of history. We have this eyewitness account from the book My Bondage and My Freedom by Frederick Douglass, page 186. "I witnessed this gorgeous spectacle and was struck with awe. The air seemed filled with bright descending messengers from the sky. It was about daybreak when I saw this sublime scene. It was not without the suggestion at that moment that it might be the harbinger of the coming of the Son of Man. I had read that the stars shall fall from heaven, and they were now falling." Some may wonder why these signs were not universal. Only those who had access to Bible prophecies would have understood the meaning. At that date, the Bible had not been translated into the languages of many countries. Think of it, dear student. God placed these signs in the heavens over 100 years ago to warn you and me that we are beginning the last chapter of world history. We are living in the last days, the days just before Christ's return. Now in the next lesson, we will continue to study about more signs of Christ's coming.
下一课我们继续要研究关于基督复临的预兆。
So be sure and tune in on time for the next broadcast.
所以下一次务必请你要按时收听。